watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. We're playing a man down. We're playing two men down at this point. Our crew is not quite as sizable as it normally is, so forgive us if things run a little bit slowly here today, but a lot of stuff to cover in today's program. My goodness, is there a lot to cover. A lot of stuff that occurred this weekend. A lot of amazing videos. Several hot mic videos, or at least several videos of the so-called health authorities revealing maybe more than they intended to in front of the camera. We've got a hot mic situation with the Israeli Minister of Health admitting that there is no medical reason to have vaccine passports. It's literally just a pressure method in order to pressure people into getting the vaccine. We also have a video of some other authorities discussing how to make the numbers scarier. How do we make these numbers as scary as possible when they realize that such a thing maybe shouldn't be discussed over Zoom? They say, yeah, let's take this offline. Let's go ahead and move this discussion into a place where we can't be heard having it. Another very interesting revelation. It seems like the wheels are coming off of this whole COVID nonsense. Denmark, in fact, has declared Freedom Day and has declared absolute freedom from the COVID measures, as they have removed all measures, all mandates, and decided that COVID is over if you want it. That classic John Lennon billboard. We need another one of those billboards up. War is over if you want it. Just COVID is over if you want it. The pandemic is over if you so desire. You can cast off these chains. You can throw to the side the yoke that has been placed around your neck. You can just keep living your life. It is literally that easy. Also, some very, very troubling data coming out over this weekend showing that at least amongst teenage boys, you are six times more likely to be hospitalized because of the vaccine than you are to be hospitalized because of COVID. That alone, it's just like, let's just get, like, it's the only number that you need to know. If you are literally more likely to be hospitalized from the cure than from the sickness, it's not a cure. It's not a treatment. It's more dangerous than the sickness is. What more do you need to know? New study from University of California found that teenage boys are more at risk from vaccines than from COVID, six times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the vaccine than to be hospitalized from COVID. Just one of the stories that we'll be getting to in our daily dispatch that will begin in the next segment. Lots of videos to get to. We'll take your calls as well. It'll be a very exciting day here today. And folks, unfortunately, I hate to tell you, we have run out of Brain Force Ultra. It's gone. It's off the shelves. Who knows when we'll get it next? Hopefully next time, you won't wait quite as long to pick it up. But for now, we still do have some of our most popular products on sale. And there's a couple things you need to know about InfoWars Store. First of all, it is the sole funding apparatus that we use. We do not beg you for donations. We don't go outside of the InfoWars audience. We don't go to any corporate overlords in order to beg for money. We simply sell incredible products, and that funds everything that you see at InfoWars.com and band.video. So not only is it necessary for us to stay on air, for you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, but you're getting the best possible products that you can. These products work. They are life-changing in many cases, and they do everything that they claim, and even more. You just have to try it out for yourself. Right now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 33% off, and it has some of the highest, value of vitamins and minerals you can possibly get, because it's got everything from C, D, E, and B12 to calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, CoQ10, and many more vital nutrients at their highest possible amount. And it's cheap too, but best of all, it does go towards funding this program and everything that we do here. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Refusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It is American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Let's begin today, as we do every day, hopefully, with the Daily Dispatch. Hey, we have it. All right, folks, here it is, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, September 13th, 2021. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law a social media censorship bill. It aims to stop social media companies from banning users or nixing posts based solely on political opinions. The latest salvo by Republicans who claim, I love the way, these people are just so dishonest. Dishonesty just spills out of them. It's like they're overflowing with lies. It's incredible. Republicans who claim these tech giants are censoring conservative users, as if that's not true, as if that's just a claim people are making. And maybe you can look into that, CBS, but no, just phrase it as if it's not true. Just pretend it's not true. Just lie to your audience as you always do, whether by explicitly lying or just lying by omission. They can't really help themselves, can they? Truly incredible. So we'll see how effective this is moving forward. But here's another bill you should know about, this time on the national stage. House bill would eliminate natural gas power and impose sweeping changes on the economy. President Joe Biden's climate ambitions will face critical test today, Monday, as a major portion of the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill comes up for a vote. If it passes, the sprawling legislation will push the American economy to rein in its carbon emissions by spurring advancements in clean industry, electric vehicles, grid modernization, and more. Nearly $500 billion worth of grants, incentives, and programs will be voted on by the members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, as if it's just their money, as if it's just, God love them, right? It's just like, this is $500 billion of your money that they're spending on things that, well, you aren't choosing to spend your money on yourself. This is just the way the government works, I guess. You know, if it was something that actually financially made sense and was an industry that the American people desired, there would be no need for government intervention. Heck, here in Austin, we have the option to pay a little bit extra and fund wind energy in the state. And if that's what you want to do, you can do that by spending your own money. But that's not enough. No, they have to steal $500 billion. It's just shocking, shocking amount of money. Where will it go? Well, directly into the pockets of the cronies of the people voting for this. Will we actually come out with a transformed electrical system that runs on renewable energy? Of course not, because it hasn't happened ever before. This will be $500 billion down the drain, if I had to guess. Moving on to some COVID news here. New York hospitals are pausing baby deliveries after staffers quit over the vaccine mandate. So pregnant women, with your due date coming up, just hold off for a little while, I guess. Just don't have your baby right now because they're busy mandating that your nurses undergo experimental and involuntary inoculations. That's what the important thing is, not your baby's health. An upstate New York hospital said it will pause the delivery of babies in 2 weeks because of a spate of resignations by maternity unit workers who are objecting to the COVID-19 vaccination mandates. During a news conference Friday afternoon, Lewis County Health System CEO Gerald Kayer said seven of the 30 hospital workers who resigned were from the hospital's maternity ward. He added that another seven maternity unit staffers are undecided about getting the vaccine, the television station reported. And I can't remember who it was on Twitter, some right-wing person made a really great point just talking about the pilots and the generals and the nurses and the doctors that we're losing because of this vaccine mandate. Just, you know what they say, a rising tide raises all ships. Well, a sinking tide also lowers us all equally. It's really amazing as we just lose people with decades of experience in their profession, just all that experience out the window because they refuse to bow to ridiculous, unconstitutional, and indeed internationally illegal vaccine mandates. Just incredible. A new study from University of California found that teenage boys are more at risk from vaccines than they are from COVID. Six times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the vaccine than to be hospitalized from COVID. Six times. Well, let me just repeat that. Teenage boys are six times more likely to have heart problems from the vaccine than they are to be hospitalized from COVID. Six times more likely to be hospitalized from the vaccine than from COVID. But don't worry, it's being mandated. Just mind-blowing stuff. This weekend, the trend continued at major sporting events nationwide. Sleepy Joe is a uniter after all, as Yankees and Met fans both chant F Biden. Video emerged Saturday of baseball fans exiting Citi Field in New York with both Yankees and Mets fans coming together to boisterously chant F Biden. Now, we're coming together after all. Americans of all shades, colors, creeds, we can all get together and appreciate the fact that we all despise Joe Biden, the dementia-ridden hologram of a man who exists solely to impose upon the American people things that they despise. Fans of the bout between Evander Holyfield and MMA's Vitor Belfort Saturday also broke into chants of "We want Trump." Of course, this is it's sort of one-sided, isn't it? It's sort of skewed because the people that are at these events are the people that aren't scared. These are the people that aren't, that haven't been frightened into isolation. These are the Americans that refuse to be cowed by the fear-mongering of their supposed authorities. So, you know, it's a little one-sided. You get a bunch of, well, it's impossible, right? It's one of these conundrums. You can't get a bunch of scared Joe Biden pansies together in a room because they'll all be frightened of one another. It's very scary out there, your fellow human beings. White House to announce more COVID measures this week despite vaccine mandate backlash. Because remember, this is our democracy. This is our democracy where a small coterie of elites dictate extreme and punishing measures on the lower classes. And despite the lower classes' unified and overwhelming outrage about this, they're simply ignored. Simply ignored, silenced, and if anything, punished for daring to stand up against their overlords. It's a democracy after all. This is our democracy. And what the people want is nothing compared to what the dictator dictates. Members of Congress and their staff, by the way, are exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate. So not only are our overlords imposing on us things that we despise and would never have voted for, and by the way, don't need the government imposing on us anyway. You know, it's one of those things. If we're going to get the vaccine, government mandate doesn't help. And if you're not going to get the vaccine, a government mandate's not going to make us. So what are you doing? What they're doing is just flexing their power. They're just overwhelming the resistance of regular American people. So not only are they doing that, but they're also exempting themselves from these very same measures. President Joe Biden's new vaccine mandate for federal employees does not apply to members of Congress or those who work for Congress or the federal court system. Biden issued two executive orders Thursday requiring vaccination against COVID for federal workers and contractors who work for the federal government. He also asked the Department of Labor to issue emergency orders requiring businesses with more than 100 employees to ensure their workers are vaccinated or tested on a weekly basis. However, Biden's order on federal workers applies to employees of the executive branch. The House of Representatives and Senate belong to separate legislative branch and the courts to the judicial branch of the federal government, meaning they will not be under this vaccine mandate. How very convenient for them. Must be nice to be part of the cabal and be able to issue orders to everybody else that you yourself don't follow. Isn't that convenient? Is it just hypocrisy? No, it's tyranny. That's what it is. Pretty simple. Israel is preparing a possible fourth COVID vaccine dose because, hey, you know, if three wasn't enough, let's go for four. If that doesn't work, let's go for five. Will we ever change tack? Will we ever decide that just doubling down on the thing that didn't work maybe isn't the best idea? Of course not, because it's not about the vaccine. It's about the vaccine passport. It's about the vaccine mandate. It's about total digital panopticon bringing you into a social credit system of global magnitude of which there is no escape. Doesn't matter if the vaccine works or not. What matters is whether you're going to be cowed enough to take it, whether they can justify these extreme and tyrannical measures. It has nothing to do with the health rates. If it did, they would have ceased issuing the vaccine immediately. It doesn't help.
If you think the puppet president, Joe Biden, coming out and announcing that 100 million Americans are going to be forced to take experimental shots or lose their jobs, understand, we know the blueprint of the UN. They've stated their plan. Contact tracers coming to your house, 10 forced injections a year, the destruction of your immune system, the depopulation of the planet, and the vaccine passport on your, quote, iPhone or Droid, tracking and tracing everything you do and telling you when you can go outside your house or where you can go, not just for COVID-19, but for carbon taxes. So as I've said 1,000 times, submission is death. You give into this just for your job or to be able to go to the bar or to be able to, quote, fly on an airplane. Then they're going to slowly put the screws in with these apps on your phone to control where you go and what you do and dog train you right into total slavery. This is criminal, it's illegal, it's tyranny, and we must resist and not comply. It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes
like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Continuing here with your daily dispatch. Yes, folks, we have reached that part of the global fascism takeover. Book burning. Woke Canadian school destroys nearly 5,000 books deemed offensive to Indigenous people. Schools in Ontario are facing backlash after burning or destroying books deemed offensive to the First Nations, including classic comics such as Tintin and Asterix. Tintin. Oh gosh. We can't have Tintin books in our school. That will offend some people. The book burning, labeled an act of flame purification, was first undertaken in 2019 by the Providence Catholic School Board, a French language school board in southwestern Ontario that manages 23 primary schools and 7 secondary schools. Quote, "We bury the ashes of racism, discrimination, and stereotypes in the hope that we will grow up in an inclusive country where everyone can live in prosperity and security," a video created by the school board for students said. Unbelievable. Susie Keys, the so-called custodian of Indigenous knowledge, defended the burning of the book, saying, "People panic over burning books, but we're talking about millions of books that have negative images of Indigenous people that perpetuate stereotypes that are really damaging and dangerous." It's just like people, it's just, they get all angry at the fact that we're just burning books. It's like, yeah, but these books, we don't like them. So is it really that bad? It's like, yeah, it is. It's not a justification. Just like, wow, you're burning books? That doesn't bode well. And they're like, yeah, but you don't understand. These are books we don't like. So pretty simple, actually. Wow, incredible. Truly progressive, I think. Czech Republic might have to destroy 45,000 AstraZeneca doses as demand for the jab nosedives. I keep getting confused by this. Didn't they just stop doing AstraZeneca? Like, why are there still AstraZeneca doses? Didn't everybody decide that AstraZeneca was just a complete failure of a vaccine? Didn't the EU like ban AstraZeneca outright like 6 months ago? Why are there still doses around? Well, there might not be much longer. Prague may have to dispose of thousands of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine doses as they expire next month. The demand for the jab recommended only to those over 60 years old due to possible side effects remains low. Some 55,000 doses of the vaccine manufactured by the Anglo-Swedish company AstraZeneca and shipped to the Czech Republic, which I think it's called Czechia now, are set to expire by the end of October, Czech radio station reported. While about 10,000 of them are expected to be used to administer second doses, the remaining batches may have to be incinerated if the demand for the jab fails to shoot up. Well, we gotta start pressuring people. I mean, after all, we can't just let the AstraZeneca doses go to waste. We've already paid millions of dollars for them. Just incredible the amount of failure that comes about from these vaccine mandates. UK government says vaccine passports are integral to the COVID winter plan day after they were supposedly scrapped. Yeah, this was confusing. There was a headline saying that the UK government had abandoned their tactic for vaccine passports. And the very next day, the UK government insisted the vaccine passports will remain an integral tool in fighting the spread of COVID just a day after Health Secretary Sajid Javid asserted they had been completely scrapped. It's just they can't even get their talking points right, but definitely trust them with ironclad, unquestionable control over your health decisions. This is all very smart. Biden Surgeon General claims vaccine mandates are part of a long tradition in the U.S. Wait, what? Biden's Surgeon General claims vaccine mandates are part of a long tradition in the U.S. Yes, U.S. has a long tradition in surrendering your health decisions to your overlords. And if you question that, well, you might be a terrorist. Appearing on NBC News Sunday, Biden Surgeon General Vivek Murthy ludicrously claimed that the government putting requirements on people to take vaccines is a long-held American tradition. Now, football, Thanksgiving, hanging lights on your house on Christmas, and also mindlessly adhering to any sort of dictates from the federal government. All of these apparently are American traditions now. It's just amazing. Mel Gibson has made waves this weekend. We'll show you some of these videos. He says, targeting of pious Catholic priests by church establishment is a very, very deep sickness. Movie director Mel Gibson has spoken out against the targeting of Catholic priests by church establishment for merely trying to uphold the faith, describing it as a very deep sickness. He says he personally knows many priests who have been canceled, but not for anything that actually deserve condemnation. He says, who's prosecuting them? Well, their own bishops. How's that? The movie director went on to describe such individuals as a pack of men who generally passively sit by and tolerate any kind of nonsense. But if one of their priests utters something that resembles orthodoxy, well, they spring into action. They reprimand them and they bully him to do their best to cancel him if they succeed. He called it a great injustice, describing it as an example of white martyrdom. The targeting of priests who merely try to uphold the central tenets of the Catholic faith is a symptom of very deep sickness that affects the church. Oh, well, what's he talking about? We know this Pope loves tradition. The tradition of like kissing Muslim people's feet and encouraging the replacement of Catholics in their home countries with foreigners of different faiths. He had a long tradition of merging the Catholic faith as well as the Jewish and the Muslim one to create one sort of amalgam of faiths that doesn't really pray to any particular God. It's a long tradition of Catholic popes to, you know, team up with industry leaders in order to attempt to use corporatism to destroy the faith and its own people. Have you ever heard of the Black Pope? You ever heard of the old prophecy saying that this pope would be the last one? Looking more and more true as the days go on. Breaking from Infowars.com, Canada announces plan to merge with Communist China Chinese social credit score. The Canadian government declared businesses must prepare to merge with Communist China's corporate Orwellian social credit score system. The government of Canada issued guidance in April 2020 for businesses to prepare to adapt for China's corporate social credit system, an offshoot of its social credit score program for individuals. And literally, here's the image from the government of Canada's official website with the article titled China's Corporate Social Credit System, How Businesses Can Prepare, How You Can Prepare to Be Folded Into the Chinese Corporate Global Governance System. Aren't you excited for that? George W. Bush this weekend compared Al-Qaeda to the January 6th protesters on the 9/11 anniversary. And if you cast your mind back and remember a time, between year 2000 and 2008 when routinely the corporate media landscape would refer to George W. Bush as Hitler, claim he was racist. Remember, you stalwartly stood by your president, defended him, took the slings and arrows for him so that you could stand up and, you know, actually outwardly encourage the American spirit and what it meant to be a conservative. Well, once again, he's turned around and stabbed you in the back. Don't you feel well paid for? Don't you feel encouraged? Don't you feel like all of what you've suffered on his behalf is worth it now that he's literally calling you Al-Qaeda? Literally calling you Al-Qaeda now. It's just revealing once and for all. It's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It's an elite overlord versus you thing.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
On September 9th, 2021, the puppet President Joe Biden publicly declared war against America. He then announced dictatorial powers unto himself and announced forced inoculations against the American people. He is a puppet of the United Nations and the Rockefeller combine of corporations that put him in power, and he is making a very serious move against the American people. But the attack he's launched is being launched against every other Western country on the planet by these corporations that have already enslaved the third world. What they're doing is illegal on its face, violates our federal and state laws and the Geneva Convention as well as the Nuremberg Code. It's very, very simple. We have to decide whether we're going to surrender to this globalist corporate takeover, or whether we're going to stand up with our birthright and say no, and then prosecute these criminals for their crimes against humanity so other criminals in the future don't dare try it. The choice is up to us. Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This is a global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of ourselves, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that'll be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope. Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Finishing up with our daily dispatch here. Australian regulators ban ivermectin use as COVID-19 treatment. Australia's medicine and therapeutics regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has introduced new restrictions on the prescribing of ivermectin for COVID-19 and other off-label uses. The TGA, an agency under Australia's Department of Health, announced that the changes were introduced because of concerns with the prescribing of oral ivermectin for the claimed prevention or treatment of COVID-19. Wait, what? Like, we're banning COVID-19. It's like, why? Well, it's like, well, because they're saying that it treats COVID. Okay, but what if it does? Nope, we're banning it anyway. And in fact, interestingly, this same story at Trial Site News has this headline. Australia's TGA bans GPs from prescribing ivermectin, citing interruption with vaccinations as the clear factor. So in other words, If people think that ivermectin works, then they won't get vaccinated. The TGA, in its announcement, asserts that there is a number of significant public health risks associated with ivermectin in an attempt to prevent COVID-19 infection rather than getting vaccinated. So there you go. It's just like the agency added that people who think they're protected from COVID-19 by taking ivermectin, quote, may choose not to get tested or to seek medical care if they experience symptoms, and claim that doing so has potential to spread the risk of COVID-19 infection throughout the community. So, yeah, in other words, if you're taking ivermectin, you might not get vaccinated. Therefore, ivermectin must be eliminated. Interestingly, it's also the same reason why they say that the double vax is actually the most dangerous. And that's a statement from the Prime Minister of Israel, who said basically if you're double vax, you're walking around acting as if you're protected when really you're not. And that's the way that that's what they're using to claim claim that banning ivermectin is a good idea. A major healthcare provider is suspending almost all surgeries because nurses are swamped with treating unvaxxed people with COVID. I'm sure that's what it is. Of course it is. More than half the hospitals within a major healthcare system in the western U.S. Region are suspending almost all surgeries for several weeks due to rising COVID-19 cases. Isn't it amazing that we never experienced this last year. This never really occurred last year. I mean, places like England chose to, you know, suspend major surgeries and things like that, basically because of lockdown, not because of being overwhelmed with anything. But isn't it amazing that 6-8 months after we get the vaccine, hospitals are being overwhelmed with COVID patients? Wouldn't that make you question things? But no, keep your head buried in the sand. Just do as you're told. Texas sues 6 school districts that defied the governor's order and imposed mask requirements. Thank goodness. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced Friday he's suing at least 6 districts that defied Governor Greg Abbott's order prohibiting mask mandates at public school. Paxton said the Elgin, Galveston, Richardson, Round Rock, Sherman, and Spring school systems are among those not following the law, adding that an ongoing list of those out of compliance will be updated with possibly more districts could face the state's legal wrath. The attorney general also said earlier this summer that the legislature could vote to cut the funding to districts that defy the governor's orders. And again, this is just some semblance of pushback against the anarcho-tyranny that we're facing everywhere else, where it's just like the governor issues an order and the school district just openly goes, yeah, the governor issued this order, but we're ignoring it and still going to mandate masks. And what are you going to do about it? Now the attorney general is just like, well, we're going to sue you. We're going to take your money away. We're going to stop you from operating. That's what we're going to do, because that's what the law means. But, you know, we live in a world where the law is whatever NGOs decide it is. UN seeking $600 million to avert Afghanistan humanitarian crisis, which is really just amazing because we literally gave them $80 billion worth of equipment like a week ago. So $80 billion, not enough apparently. And they could just, maybe they could sell some of that back. Maybe they could sell it to somebody else. But no, apparently they need $600 million more dollars in order to mitigate this humanitarian disaster. Hey, maybe they can get it from China. What do you say? Japan says suspected Chinese submarine near its territorial waters. Japan's defense ministry said on Sunday that a submarine believed to be from China was spotted in waters near its southern islands as maritime tensions persist in the Pacific. Japan's Navy on Friday morning identified a submerged vessel sailing northwest just outside territorial waters near Oshima Island. The ministry said in a statement, a Chinese destroyer was also spotted in the vicinity. Tokyo has complained of numerous intrusions by Chinese vessels into its territorial waters and near disputed islands in recent years. China has reacted angrily to U.S. ships sailing through disputed areas of the Chinese South China Sea in what China, in what Washington calls displays of freedom of navigation. So more war drums being sounded there in the Far East. Japan warns its citizens of a possible attack in Southeast Asia. They're urging their citizens to stay away from religious facilities and crowds in 6 Southeast nations, warning of a possible attack. So we'll see very shortly what comes of that. So that's it. That's your Daily Dispatch for today. I'd like to go to a video now. This one's called China Adopts Canada adopts Chinese social credit system. This was the story that we covered in the Daily Dispatch, but Greg Reese has done an excellent job laying out exactly what is going on there. You can find and share this video at band.videoandinfowars.com. Canada adopts Chinese social credit system by Greg Reese. Here it is.
China seems to be preparing for war, and several Western nations are allying with them, including Canada, who is now officially rolling out the Chinese social credit score for Canadian businesses. China has recently banned English exams, limited video game use, and erased several pop stars from history in an attempt to filter out Western culture. China is cracking down on effeminate men while assembling thousands of ships and millions of troops for war with Taiwan. Just last year, half of the CCP's nuclear scientists mysteriously quit on the same day for personal reasons. And last month, the main news outlet for the CCP published an article blaming the U.S. for biological warfare, blaming capitalism for social degeneracy, and calling for a new communist revolution. The CCP is preparing for war, and several world leaders are working with them. Perhaps this is what the dozens of ghost cities in China are for, all now empty, ready to house hundreds of thousands of people, including a city that looks like France. Is this for Macron and his fellow traders to someday feel at home? Maybe. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is all in with the communist Chinese. And his government has announced on a government website the Chinese social credit score system, how businesses can prepare. It outlines the penalties that Canadians have to look forward to, which include public blaming and shaming and being blacklisted. The CCP is coming to Canada. With Trudeau, Canada has become the most willing subject of the CCP, with Australia in second place and the rest of the Western world fighting for third. Who will be left to stand up for freedom? For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Remember, folks, you can find and share that video at band.videoinfowars.com. You go to Infowars Store to support everything that you see here. You can boost your body's natural defenses. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 33% off right now, and it's selling out fast. It's a platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulas, and it's on sale, but it's selling out fast. While our stock is limited, I know everyone needs their defenses up, so we're keeping prices low until we sell out, maybe any minute now. So go there, get it now. Just ask yourself the question, are you getting the best possible vitamin and mineral supplements for your money? And where is that money going? Is it going to fund your enslavement with big global corporations, or is it going towards funding this powerful movement of liberty at InfoWars?
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand? I'm ringing the alarm. If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. We're going to take your calls this show. It'll be an open line Monday. Just whatever you would like to call in and talk about, any news you think we may have missed, any personal stories with a vaccine or reactions, we want to hear it all. Give us a call at 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal and tell your story. And we're actually going to go to a few videos of that exact thing. Now, this goes hand in hand with a couple stories that we have at InfoWars.com, one of which is this. A new study from the University of California found that teenage boys are more at risk from the vaccine than they are from COVID. They're 6 times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the vaccine than to be hospitalized from COVID. Similarly, you have this story, teenage boys, and this is from The Sun in the UK. Teenage boys are 14 times more likely to suffer heart complications from the Pfizer jab, study finds. Teenage boys are 14 times more likely to suffer with heart swelling after the Pfizer COVID jab, a study has found. It comes a week after it was confirmed the NHS would start dishing out vaccines to 16 and 17-year-olds. However, experts agree that getting the vaccine far outweighs any small risk of adverse side effects. Now, except that they're 6 times more likely to be hospitalized from the vaccine than they are from COVID. So other than that, yeah, I guess you're right. Really just mind-blowing that they're actually rolling this out to children as young as, they're trying to get it approved for children as young as 5. And it's really incredible. But the new research was based on the results of 15 children who suffered with the problems after getting Pfizer vaccine, only one of which was a girl. meaning that for boys it seems to be much more dangerous. Why this would be, well, we'll probably never know because they probably won't even study it, because why would they want to study something that would make you less likely to get the vaccine? They don't care about your health. They care about getting you the vaccine, whether it's good or not. So let's go to a couple of young men who apparently have clear eyes about this, who are actually able to understand what exactly is going on and actually speak out against the vaccine and the vaccine mandates. So let's go first to this D1 college athlete speaking out from a hospital following heart complications and myocarditis diagnosed following his COVID-19 vaccine. Here he is, clip number 7.
I am in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine that I wish someone would have told me. So I am a Division I student athlete with no prior health issues. And I got the second COVID shot Tuesday. And within 4 days, I have been diagnosed with myocarditis and was told that I probably won't be able to play my senior season now. It is a side effect from the COVID vaccine, and it's really not being reported or addressed, and it is a serious issue that we should all be informed about before making this decision. It isn't right for people to be forced to take the vaccine because there are actual side effects like this that could happen to you, and the NCAA should not mandate student athletes to get the vaccine because of what could happen to so many fellow student athletes. Health issues, which has happened to me. Everyone should be informed of the side effects, and no one should be forced to take something that could cause what has happened to me, and no one knows the long-term effects of what's possibly going to happen from this, and it's kind of uncharted territories because everyone else with the same heart issues from the vaccine as me, we're all being tracked and monitored. We're basically like test subjects from the vaccine, so it's a very serious issue that really needs to be spread. And I've spoken with some other student athletes that have also had to have either heart surgery or have had heart issues from this, and it's very scary stuff, and a lot of people in our age group apparently are at higher risk for heart issues from the vaccine, and it really does need to be talked about.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's pathetic, really. It's pathetic the way that these people are being treated, because, you know, like he said there, he's like, you know, people should really be aware of these side effects, and like, nobody's talking about it, nobody's reporting it. It's like, well, we are. We're doing everything we possibly can to try to get this information out to people. But they don't tell them. They're just like, it's fine. No side effects, no risk at all. Here you go, take it. And then they're just like, now I'm in a hospital. Now I have to go through open heart surgery. Now I'm missing out on my senior year of athletics. I may never be able to play sports ever again. Did you know this? They're like, oh, yeah. We knew this was a side effect. Yeah, we knew this was possible. Yeah, we knew it was, you know, probably could have happened, but we didn't tell you before we were doing it. Of course they feel betrayed. So you'll have literally been betrayed by the authorities, by the medical industry. And it's like, I don't know, you know, you just get this image of just like all these individuals just being subjected to this medical testing. They have these massive, horrible side effects. And then they make a video where there's like, here's what I'm going through personally. I doubt that video is still up. I doubt that account is still live. They probably eliminate him. You have these individuals just speaking up, being like, hey, here's what happened to me. And they're just like, well, I'll crush that like a bug. We'll just smear that, you know, out of existence because it contravenes our dictates. Therefore, it cannot be said. We're literally setting up a biotechnical tyranny of which there is no escape, and which individual, you know, pushback will be eliminated or at the very least punished brutally. It's really horrific. Let's go now to this kid. Sometimes it just takes a 12-year-old student to set the entire adult grifter class straight on the government pharma vaccine power grab and state abuse of children. Here is a 12-year-old in Canada exposing their hypocrisy in just over 60 seconds. Let's watch.
I'm 12 years old. I like to play outside. I like swimming, climbing, downhill biking, snowboarding, and riding my dirt bike. I also like to watch movies, read books, play guitar, and bake. When I want to ride my dirt bike or an ATV on the road, I can't, because the government says I'm too young. When I want to buy a beer, I can't, because the government says I'm too young. And when school gives up cupcakes at school, my parents have signed permission slips saying I'm not allergic to any of the ingredients. But when they want to give me a vaccination, then they say I'm old enough to decide for myself, and my mom and dad don't even need to hear about it. The government says I have a free choice, as long as I say yes. When I say no, I can't get free ice cream. I will be punished. I can't play hockey or any other sports. I don't know what you would call that, but in the Hardy Boys books, which I like to read, that's called blackmail. And blackmail is illegal. The thing is, they never listened to us kids during the last year and a half. They never asked me how I felt about having to wear a mask. Or suddenly, when school was closed. When my first concert I was meant to play guitar was canceled. They never asked me how I felt when I suddenly couldn't play with any of my friends anymore. I feel I'm old enough to take a decision about that. It's not healthy. Playing, hanging out, touching, talking is what we do all day long. Stopping us from doing all these things is not healthy. Don't let them make you think you have to say yes. You can say no. Whatever you decide is okay. Nobody should be punished for deciding what is good for themselves. I want to play and hug my friends and play sports and be happy and healthy no matter what my decision is.
Yeah! What a brave little kid, man. He's just illustrating what horrific measures are being taken. And of course, he points out brilliantly, he's like, if I want to ride my dirt bike on the road, I can't. I'm too young. If I want to decide to drink beer, I can't. I'm too young. If I want to eat a cupcake at school, my parents have to sign a permission slip. Oh, but suddenly I'm old enough to decide when it comes to the vaccine. And he points out that like these adults are being like, oh, do you want to play hockey? Oh, do you want some free ice cream? Well, all you have to do is get the shot. And he's like, the Hardy Boy books, which I like reading, it's called blackmail. It's like, are you dumber than a fifth grader? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Like, is this that complicated? Of course not. It's blackmail. It's extortion. It's wrong on so many different levels. And sometimes it takes a little kid and the innocence of youth to point this out. Really incredible stuff, folks. We'll be back on the other side with a fantastic report by John Bowne with the phenomenon, the growing phenomenon of F. Joe Biden, of this chant that's uniting all Americans together in unified hatred of the unelected dictatorial scumbag zombie that dares to rule over us. That'll be a wonderful video. We'll show you that on the other side. And then your phone calls for the entirety of the next 2 hours. It is America's American Journal at Infowars.com. Go to Infowarsstore.com to support us, won't you please?
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
What was the most important point in Joe Biden's declaration of war against America on Thursday, September 9, 2021? Was it the announcement of forced inoculations of 80 to 100 million Americans? Was it the announcement of federalization of all the major cities, the bypassing of state governors, the threat to basically remove them? No, it wasn't. That was all bad enough. It's the fact that he's following a UN globalist Great Reset blueprint that Australia, the UK, Europe, and the rest of the Western world is, and that this is just the beginning. More lockdowns, national medical IDs approved by the United Nations, carbon taxes that don't just track and trace you and tax you, but actually tell you when you can go somewhere and what you can do. It's all been announced at the UN level. This is a UN world government takeover, corporate revolution through global governance. It's illegal, and Congress must stand up and stop it now.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In the aftermath of the 20th anniversary of 9/11, Americans continue to drown in illegal overreach as the Patriot Act morphed into Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act of 2008, unleashing the NSA's PRISM program that has now turned Sauron's eye on any dissenting American in the land of pseudo-freedom.
PRISM is about content. It's a program through which the government could compel corporate America. It could sort of deputize corporate America to do its dirty work for the NSA.
Governments in America and the UK argue that these surveillance programs help keep us safe from terrorism. But what happens if you're wrongly accused?
As an expert, can you speak to this, how they can frame us?
Well, there's several ways they could do it. One is to make closed session affidavits into courts and so on, like they do in our case. They classify affidavits or sworn affidavits that they submit to get warrants and things like that.
There's been a talking point in the U.S. government where they've said 15 federal judges have reviewed these programs and found them to be lawful. But what they don't tell you is those are secret judges in a secret court based on secret interpretations of law.
Biden's tyrannical speech was a wake-up call, not merely the realization that he is a failed leader, but that time is running out and the new world order has established itself.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
We have all become accustomed to Biden's lies, and this one was a doozy.
And 3 months before I took office, our economy was faltering, creating just 50,000 jobs a month. We're now averaging 700,000 new jobs a month in the past 3 months. This progress is real.
Most of us are well aware that Trump's economy saw the unemployment rate hit a 50-year low. Income growth doubled. The Dow Jones average increased by more than 10,000 points. The GDP skyrocketed as America became oil independent, along with consumer confidence and the economic expansion that grew into the longest in American history, while Biden just had one of the most dismal job numbers months in recent memory. And as former presidents deem a quarter of the population of American citizens as domestic terrorists,
and we have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within. There is little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home. But in their disdain for pluralism, in their disregard for human life, in their determination to defile national symbols, they are children of the same foul spirit, and it is our continuing duty to confront them.
While an insane foreign asset has been installed as our president,
I thought that President Bush made a really good speech today. Genuinely good speech about who we are. We're not. The core of who we are is not divided.
By the way, show some respect. You've been patient.
But our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. As I recently released the key parts of my pandemic preparedness plan so that America isn't caught flat-footed with a new pandemic comes again, as it will. We also know this virus transcends borders.
Requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people, it is not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct. Go ahead.
A puppet who has left, according to private groups trying to get Americans out of Afghanistan, upwards of 50,000 Americans and their allies behind. Biden's administration continues to work with a new government in Afghanistan with Al-Qaeda in its cabinet.
I don't know how to make this any more clear. They hate you. They despise you, people. Our leaders despise the American people. Is it really that complicated? You can find and share that video at band.videoinfowars.com. I hope you do. F Joe Biden, that's the title.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks, to this ongoing documentation of the just takeover of insanity that we're experiencing on a global scale. It's really mind-blowing that these people are getting away with this criminal activity on every level, and there's no one to hold them to account, so I guess they're just going to keep getting away with it. It's really, really troubling, but here we are. Folks, second hour of American Journal has begun. Let's go out to your phone calls, shall we? We have Taylor in Cleveland, who has a comment about the upcoming Civil War. Civil War II, Electric Boogaloo. Thanks for calling in, Taylor. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you. If you can just make sure to keep your phone off speaker and talk right into it. You were fading a little bit there, but go ahead, Taylor.
Awesome. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, great.
Sorry about that. I'm at work. First time caller, but long time listener, really an honor to be on air.
Thank you.
I do want to see what your thoughts were on this upcoming Civil War. And start off, I've thought about it a lot, and I was like, America's not like any other country in the world, if you think about it. Like, with the Second Amendment, like, they know that they can't just do this little, what I call drip step. I mean, like the lockstep, I call it drip step, this little bit by bit that they keep dripping. Like, they think that we're just going to keep falling in line. They know that we don't agree with all this. Like, they know that there's more of us than there are of the, you know, the compliant. So I'm just really curious, like, what do you really think? Like, do you think something like the 18th of September, or do you think it'll need to be something bigger than that? Or do you think it's kind of like too obvious that the 18th would be a good excuse to do something like that?
I don't think there's such a thing as too obvious at this point, Taylor. I mean, I think they could literally have, like, somebody in an FBI jacket, like, false flags at this point are so easy for them to pull off because the American people are just so brain dead and hand fed and stupid that they will just go along with whatever they're told. I mean, look at January 6th. We all saw January 6th play out on live television. Like, we all know what happened. We all know it was a protest. We all know that the first hints of violence were literally the police just throwing flashbangs into a peaceful crowd. We all know, like, we all saw it happen, and yet somehow they've convinced all of America that this was a well-orchestrated, well-armed, deadly insurrection coup. So it's just like, there's no such thing as, like, too obvious for the American people. We're just that stupid at this point. So, I mean, they're pushing for it. The major problem is that, like, we are in a situation now unlike any situation in the history of the world. And this becomes really obvious when, like, looking, there's a lot of historical parallels to what's going on right now, but none of them quite fit because none of them have, you know, China sitting at our doorstep, right? Like, you can go all the way back to, you know, the breakdown of the Roman Republic and the institution of the empire in Rome and how the, you know, the civil wars that occurred there. And there's a heck of a lot of similarities. In fact, if you, I'll bring it in one day. There's a book from the 1950s that's explaining, the fall of Rome. And it sounds like he's explaining the fall of America in the 20th or the 21st century. And he's doing it without any, you know, awareness that this is happening because this was written in 1950s before America had started to decline in the way that it had. So it's almost like too perfect the way that it lines up. But at the same time, back then, Rome was this unparalleled success in the world. Like, so there's a lot of similarities. Same thing with the French Revolution. A lot of similarities, but at the same time, the technological advancements that have been made and the situation that we're in now, America can't just go through what Rome went through where it's like civil wars, like one leader coming to power that kills all of his enemies and then that leader comes to power and kills all of his enemies. Like, that's the typical way that it's gone. But if that happens here in America, you know China is swooping in immediately and like destroying us completely. So it's like we don't even have the luxury of being able to like have a civil war and just clean up things internally and like set things right internally because we have these wolves sitting at our doorstep just waiting for the slightest disturbance on the inside so they can bust in and take us over. So who knows what's going to happen? China weighing occupation of former U.S. air base at Bagram. I mean, China is threatening to send its ships into our territorial waters. Like, they are literally nipping at our heels. And so any sort of major disturbance here in the United States is just a massive opening for China. So we're between a rock and a hard place in a way that is sort of unparalleled in history. And I'm not sure how it goes, but in terms of like them, really rolling out the tyranny by pulling off a false flag, it's literally as easy as snapping their fingers. They could just come out tomorrow and be like, there was a major attack in DC. Like, they don't even have to actually stage an attack at this point. They can literally just pretend that there was one and people will fall for it in the same way that, COVID-19 is a disease that you don't get symptoms for. You just have to go take a test and then you find out that you have it. Like, their false flags are to such an extent now that like they don't even have to pull off an event. They can just tell you an event happened and people actually looking into it will be censored and silenced. And it's literally as simple as that. I don't know, man. What do you think, Taylor? What's your prognosis here?
I just honestly think that it might have to be something like big out of the blue, no predictions whatsoever, just something that's going to just happen one of these days coming soon. And with that, I'll end with a quick plug. Me and my brothers, we all go camping quite a bit and kind of like to practice our survival skills, you know, on and off the grid and whatnot. So I wanted to say, those of you who haven't yet, get the storable food now while you can. I know, like Alex said, before the prices and whatnot go up, get it now. That stuff's awesome. Me and my brother both did it. It's very filling. One meal can last you actually almost two meals. So it's great.
And it tastes good, doesn't it?
Especially with rationing. So, absolutely. But yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Harrison. I know I don't have too much time, but yeah, everybody just stay prepared. And, again, really appreciate it, Harrison. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, sir. And, you know, it's such a good point. This is something that I maybe I'll talk a little bit more about this, later today. But yeah, supply chain collapse is continuing. It is ongoing and it is getting worse and things are getting more expensive and it's slowly making its way to like your grocery store. And believe it or not, they're actually starting to blame it on climate change. And I know it literally makes no sense at all. Like, nobody for the last year that we've experienced, you know, supply chain disruptions, nobody even pretended to hint at the fact that it was caused by climate change. Like, everybody knows it was caused by shutting down the economy. Then you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying, if we do nothing to address climate change, we're going to see the continued destruction of our supply chain. Our crops will not be able to grow in the same way. Our infrastructure will begin to crumble away. It's like, what is wrong with these people? Just what – there's some sort of satanic sickness in these people's heads where, like – and like I said in my tweet, like, it wouldn't be that bad if American people didn't fall for this crap. But I mean, They shut down the economy. They caused the supply chain disruption. They blame it on COVID, but COVID didn't cause it. Your shutdown did. But now they're just claiming that it's climate change. No proof, no evidence, no asking like, well, wait, what do you mean this is caused by climate change? Isn't this caused by the lockdowns, by the shutdowns, by the, you know, international rules that make travel more difficult? Like, isn't that, like, they don't even ask that question. They're just like, no, it's climate change now. Literally, just utter nonsense, utter baseless lies. There is no amount of human suffering these people won't co-opt for their own means. They're the ones causing it. And in fact, somebody responded to this with the exact meme that was in my mind for this, which is, of course, the guy, there's the one guy shooting the other guy and then turning around and saying, why would climate change? I mean, it's just government shutting down everybody, killing the supply chain, and then they turn around and go, why would climate change do this? This is it. This is the perfect example of what we're experiencing here. So, yeah, there are continuing to be supply chain shutdowns, and then they'll blame it on climate change. And then the stupid, brainwashed, just mindless American public will just go along with it. They just believe it. It's utterly ridiculous. But I guess it's not unexpected because we've seen this throughout the entire pandemic. And especially now that the vaccines have rolled out, they're literally just like they lock you down. They're like a bully. They're like a kidnapper who just like has you kidnapped. And there's another person they've also kidnapped and they're beating you and going, it's that kidnapped person's fault. And the American people are sitting there going, like blaming the other kidnapped victim, like sneering and spitting at the other kidnapped victim, being like, it's your fault they're beating me. It's your fault they're abusing me. It's like, no, you're both victims. Direct your anger towards the kidnapper. You utter psychopaths. You mindless weirdos, like pull your head out of your ass, figure out what's going on here. It's them, not the climate. God damn.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth.
So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Biden and his corporate controllers are lying to you. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is an engineered virus in a lab that they then injected into the public using their poison vaccine. So the body then created mutations that actually spread even worse, like the Delta variant. That is scientifically admitted. That is mainline science and not even debated. But the general public does not even know that. So when that criminal with his pedophile crackhead son gets up there on television and tells you that you are to blame because you didn't take your poison shot, that is a giant lie. Countries like Israel and Singapore, with the highest vaccine rate, have the highest death and highest illness rates. That is the facts. Get that information out to your friends, family, and strangers like your life depends on it, because it does.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep you said, wherever your feet shall tread, rep.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Let's go directly out to your phone calls. We have Cody in Canada who wants to talk about communism in that country, the frozen north. Thanks for calling in, Cody. You are on the air, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, Harrison. God bless you, brother. I just want to let you know there, communism and the Marxism ideology is really taking over. And through the demographics, our government are bringing in their voter base, and we're going to all be replaced here very shortly. But we can. There's something we can do. We can educate ourselves. One way we can fight back is to understand why people are in such a Stockholm syndrome state, going along with this tyranny. I was kind of reading an article about Franz Mesmer, and he was a German, born in Germany in 1734, I believe. And he kind of was the father of mesmerism. He kind of created that, what he would do, and like hypnotism and whatnot.
Right.
What he would do, he would inject his patients with high levels of iron, and then he would kind of like put his hands on them and use iron rods and stuff, and kind of put them in states of whatever he could make them feel, right? Like they would obey him, be submissive to his will.
Interesting.
And that was with heavy metals in their bodies. He'd use a large amount of iron. And so my question is, with everyone being so sheep-like and going along with things, and with the chemtrails, the geoengineering, the crap in the atmosphere, and the food and the soils, in our clothing and everything, it could be affecting our brains and making us more submissive to this whole satanic mind control, just through heavy metals and things like that, which is very interesting.
Well, that was the original use of fluoride, right, in the concentration camp prisoners. They have, you know, one guard watching over 1,000 people, and they'd say, how do you have, you know, so little guards when you have so many people? And then, well, we fluoridate them. We make them submissive. I mean, you know, same thing, lithium. I mean, yes, you're exactly right, Cody. That is literally exactly the point of having all of these heavy metals in our diet and in vaccines and everything else. Is it literally makes you more submissive. And they're open about this. They talk about this. And if you've ever seen the FunVax video, right, the vaccine against fundamentalism, they're very interested in finding out what technologies can be used to subtly get the population to be a little bit more submissive and a little bit less questioning of what's going on, a little less freedom loving, a little more loving of being told what to do. No, you're exactly right, Cody. That is exactly what's going on.
Oh, it's crazy. Like even here in Canada, like we just had our recent mask mandates brought on again here. And it's just like, it's really hard. I see so many people struggling, and I feel bad for like even the children going to school now, how they're going to grow up without just knowing to wear a mask and submit, and they don't question authority and don't think for yourself. And
right.
It's just such an evil communist Marxist agenda that they're teaching the children. And
honestly, we have to unite and then push back against it in a peaceful way, because this is not the way to live.
Yeah.
In this tyranny. Thank you for taking my call, brother.
No, you're exactly right. And thank you so much for calling in, Cody. I do appreciate it. Let's go now to Queen in Kentucky. Says her daughter's being forced to take the vaccine. That's not good. Thanks for calling in. Queen, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi. I am so glad I can share this story. You're not going to believe this. My daughter lives in North Carolina. The state has mandated that she works for the state. The state government, that they have to get vaccinated. So she has MS to start off with. Back in April, she had COVID. She went and took 3 tests, 3 different places. They all came back positive. Mm. She had all the symptoms. I sent her quercetin. I sent her zinc. I sent her so many things. It cleared it away like in 4 days.
Good.
Now she goes to one doctor and says, hey, I got the antibodies. I need an exemption form. The doctor says, well, no, go ahead on. And we're going to tell you, you need to take the Moderna, because we're not going to give you an exemption form. I said, Larissa, I told my daughter, go to another doctor.
Yeah.
My daughter goes to another doctor, and the doctor tells her, oh, we'll give you an exemption form, but let us test you for the antibodies. They give her an antibody test, and they tell her, you got to take the vaccine because you have no antibodies of COVID in your system. This doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So, they said they cannot find any antibodies.
Yeah, so she definitely had COVID, right? You say she had the symptoms. She had 3 different tests that said she had the symptoms, unless... Yeah, that really doesn't make any sense. She has to have the antibodies. So she recovered from COVID, unless there's something, unless your daughter is completely unique in the way her immune system works, she should definitely have antibodies. Has she tried to go to a different place to get a different antibody test?
I told her that I wanted her to either come to Kentucky where I am,
mm-hmm.
or go somewhere else to try to get this test done. But she sent me pictures of these 3 different tests. And I mean, she had her fever was high, everything. My mother went over there. She was sick.
Right.
But we're trying to figure out, okay, you know how they say trust the science. So if you have the antibodies in your system, why do you need to get vaccinated? And she was trying to get this exempt form to help with that. First, one doctor said, we're not going to give you one. You need to go ahead and take it. We suggest you take the Moderna. Then the second doctor says, okay, we'll give you one, but let's see if you have the antibodies. They tested her blood. She had no antibodies.
Mm.
And they even asked it. It was like, one doctor was like, are you sure you even had COVID? And she said, look, these are my test results. She went to 3 different places because she was trying to hurry up and get a quick result.
Right.
And so she went to 3 different sites where they were doing the test. And then two different sites. And then she actually went to the doctor, like the urgent care or someplace like that. And they were all positive. And told her she needed to quarantine. They even told her we don't treat COVID. So you just need to go home and you need to quarantine. I was like, huh? Okay. That's when I went on Amazon. I sent her some quercetin. I sent her some zinc. I went to another drugstore. So I had Walgreens have somebody go put this medicine up for you. She took the quercetin and the zinc, she said, is what helped her, because like after 4 days, she was back to normal. But what I don't understand and what is really pissing me off about this is that you give my child 3 tests that says it's positive. You're trying to force her to take this vaccine because she has to work to take care of her family. Also, she works remotely from home. You're telling her it's permanently working remotely from home. And you're telling her that either she takes the vaccine or she has to prove a negative test weekly from home. She works from home.
That's the craziest part. That's the craziest part of all this. People that literally don't go into the office, do not, you know, cannot pass it to anybody else. They're working from home alone, and yet they have to get vaccinated. Oh my God, it makes no sense at all. You know, I don't know what to tell you, because what are you going to do? I mean, the doctors are in on it at this point. The hospitals are in on it.
Yep.
They're just doing as they're told, and they're being directed by people with, you know, political imperatives rather than medical ones. So, Yeah, I'd say flee the state, man. Get a better job in Kentucky or somewhere else, or I guess take the test. But if they're the up the nose test, I've never taken one, but my God, they do not seem comfortable and do not seem something I'd want to subject myself to once a week just to keep my job. Man, I'm telling you, I wish I had answers for you, because I have the feeling that a lot of people in America are in exactly the same situation that you're in and that your daughter are in. And best we can do is just say, keep fighting. I mean, that in and of itself is unfair, that just to stop their tyranny, you have to go through all these steps and go get all these tests and go to the doctor a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's total nonsense. God bless you. I hope it works out well.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The puppet leaders of nations across the planet are declaring their allegiance to the New World Order, and Democrat politicians have been announcing it here as well. That means allegiance to a tyrannical world corporate government established by the Rockefellers through the UN. And they want inside your bodies to put in you what they want, when they want, and to have the global digital tracking COVID passes or vaccine passes to form the backbone of their new world ID. And now their puppet Biden has announced the forced inoculation of 100 million Americans to keep their jobs in total violation of the Nuremberg Code. This is criminal. And he's lying, saying it's an approved vaccine when they did not approve it. They said that's a 2025 maybe. They just expanded the emergency authorization. That's why the two top scientists quit a week and a half ago. Well, you live to see it. Absolute New World Order world government. If you submit, they will totally enslave you.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, there's some videos that I don't even want to show you because they're so horrific, but it's my duty to. I have to show these to you because I have to, perhaps, like if just one person sees this and is convinced not to take the vaccine while pregnant, then I will have saved one baby's life, potentially. I will have saved one person from a lifetime of, as of yet, unknown side effects to this vaccine. So I'm going to do it in the hopes that this gets through to some people. Let's go to clip number one. The story behind this is that a mother was told she would not be treated at the hospital unless she was vaxxed. And this was 1 month before the baby was due, and here is that baby. And, of course, it's labeled another one of these unfortunate coincidences. Just a coincidence that a mother gets vaxxed 1 month before the due date, and the baby, for our radio listeners, is just twitching uncontrollably. Her every limb is just vibrating unnaturally. And it's quite horrific. I've never seen anything like this before. And I'm not sure what would cause it. I'm not sure if it's something that is even diagnosable before the vaccine. Like what could be causing this? Let's go ahead and let's just roll that again as B-roll because people need to see this. And if you are a radio listener, you got to go to Infowars.com or band.video to watch this segment and just see what happens to a baby whose mother has been vaccinated 1 month before the baby's due date, and you just see this horrific vibrating. I mean, the baby is literally just vibrating, just shaking and twitching uncontrollably. And again, almost the most horrific part of this was that this mother, who's 8 months pregnant with her baby, for 8 months has done everything she could, right, to make sure her baby has the best possible chance. And it's amazing that pregnant women get this vaccine. It's unbelievable, considering the fact that my wife was recently pregnant, and everybody I know who has recently been pregnant, pregnant women are crazy about what they put in their bodies when they're pregnant. They don't eat sushi. They won't eat lunch meat, right? Can you imagine not eating lunch meat but getting jabbed with this vaccine? It makes no sense. It's unbelievable to me. But you're put in a situation where you're 8 months pregnant. You're doing everything you can. You feel this overwhelming burden of responsibility for this baby that's inside of you. And so you're going to want to get the best, hospital care. You're going to want to get the best health care. And they tell you, we will not care for you. We will not deliver your baby. We won't help you. You know, if you're having complications, we won't give you hospital care unless you're vaccinated. So in that situation, you're like, well, I have to have hospital care. I guess I have to get vaccinated. And then that happens to your baby. Then your baby comes out clearly somehow neurologically damaged, most likely from the vaccine. Local mother loses baby at 36 weeks, but urges unexpecting mothers to get vaccinated. I mean, this is insane. And there was another, post that was going around Twitter recently where it's this mother saying, our kid got jabbed and then he died and we encourage everybody to get jabbed. It's just like, you're a psychopath. You're insane. It's unbelievable. And it's like, well, this person lost a child. It's like, yeah, but they're advocating for other people to do the thing that killed their child. So how much sympathy are we going to have for this person? They're clearly psychopathic. They're clearly insane. They clearly have something intrinsically wrong with them, that they would encourage you to do the thing that killed their child. Unbelievable, but practically common at this point. Now, for that last caller, General Patriot on Twitter had an interesting take on this. He says that caller whose daughter had COVID but no antibodies, well, the CDC has said that the PCR cannot and never could distinguish between the flu or COVID-19. So the answer is she didn't have COVID, because SARS-CoV-2 is yet to be isolated besides digitally. So that may be the answer. You know, it may seem unbelievable that you have three separate tests that all come back positive. Those could all be positive because she had the flu. So maybe she really doesn't have the COVID antibodies. And if that's the case, then she needs to go down a different route, try to get a exemption from the mandate either through religious exemption or some other exemption. If she says she has MS or has some sort of pre-existing condition that would make the vaccine more dangerous for her in particular, that may be the route that you're going to have to take, because it may be the case that she simply had the flu and those positive tests were, in fact, false positives, which would explain why she doesn't have antibodies now. That's a simple sort of Occam's razor solution or answer to the conundrum that we were faced with there. So hopefully Queen from Kentucky can take that into account as we move forward. Let's go out to another phone call. We have Katie in Pennsylvania who has some advice on how to work with schools. Thanks for calling in, Katie. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
Awesome. Hey, this is specifically for parents who have school-aged kids in Pennsylvania. About a week into the school year, which was cleverly coordinated, I'm assuming, Your Royal Highness Wolf implicated a mask mandate.
Right.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if you've heard about this, but I know other parents have. Doctors are refusing to write exemptions. They don't want to touch it. Nobody's listening. Nobody's helping. They're removing board meetings, making them, you know, private, whatever. I homeschool, so it doesn't affect me. But I want something people, parents, to know this. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people are taking the virtual option instead that their school is providing.
Right.
Do not do this, because they are not going to listen to us. They are, you know, they're going to do what they want. And if we don't stand up now, the next thing is going to be vaccine mandates, and everybody knows that, but they don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. If your school offers a virtual option, do not go with the school. Take your kid. If you still want to do virtual, that's fine, but pull your kid from the district, put your kid in a private online program, a charter school online. Each kid has a number on their head per district. Our district, it's probably different all over the board. Our district is roughly $3,000 per child that they get for their funding.
Right.
If you pull your kid from the district, they are not enrolled there anymore. If you pull your kid and you put them in a private online charter school, the state pulls that $3,000 from your district and gives it to the private charter school instead.
Yes, so that's great. So you're essentially denying the public school the funds that they would otherwise get.
We will bleed them dry. If you remove your child from the school district, you remove their funding. Luckily, I live in a rural area. A lot of us moms are working together trying to educate people with this, because a lot of them are just, oh, well, we'll just do the virtual until we figure it out. Do not do that. It is not going to work. We have to hit them where it hurts. And the only way we are going to force their hand is to bleed them dry.
Absolutely. So if I'm a parent there in Pennsylvania, the question I'd be asking is this more expensive and is this difficult to do? I mean, you know, if I'm working all this, okay, it's not. So how would they do it? What are the first steps they need to do?
Parents, Google PA Cyber. That is the most popular program. It is free. All of that money that they pull from your district, they give it, reallocates it to that program, and they use that to pay for all of the things that you would need for your child. It is online. You do it at your own pace. They do not have to log in. A lot of people are concerned, you know, oh, well, we have to log in at this time, la da da da. Like my family, we live on a farm. I homeschool because it is not feasible for us to log in at a certain time, and you know, it's just not feasible. So, parents, listen, it is online. It is free. You can do it at your own pace. You can do it in the evening with your child, whenever. You need to pull your kids from your district. We have to bleed them dry. And this is the only route. This is the only nonviolent route.
Yep.
They are not going to listen.
Nonviolent, non-compliance, bleed them dry, hit them where it hurts, cut their purse strings. I think that's brilliant advice, and I thank you for that, Katie. And I think that goes for every state, not just Pennsylvania, but there's the Pennsylvania info. Thank you so much for that.
Can I throw something else?
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
If you think the puppet president, Joe Biden, coming out and announcing that 100 million Americans are going to be forced to take experimental shots or lose their jobs, understand, we know the blueprint of the UN. They've stated their plan. Contact tracers coming to your house, 10 forced injections a year, the destruction of your immune system, the depopulation of the planet, and the vaccine passport on your, quote, iPhone or Droid, tracking and tracing everything you do and telling you when you can go outside your house or where you can go, not just for COVID-19, but for carbon taxes. So as I've said 1,000 times, submission is death. You give into this just for your job or to be able to go to the bar or to be able to, quote, fly on an airplane. Then they're going to slowly put the screws in with these apps on your phone to control where you go and what you do and dog train you right into total slavery. This is criminal, it's illegal, it's tyranny, and we must resist and not comply.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, one of the most amazing things that has occurred over the last, like, 5 years or so, and this goes to sort of what we were talking about a little bit earlier, where, like, the government causes the supply chain disruptions and then attempts to blame it on climate change. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. This idea that what's happening is just inevitable, that there's nothing that we can do to stop it, and that all of these measures that are taken that don't work and that in fact make everything worse, just we have to double down on them. I just don't understand what goes on in the minds of these people, whether they know that this is happening and they're okay with it or whether they're just too stupid to see with their own eyes what's going on. Of course, the homeless situation is the biggest one, right? We'll just talk about Austin here in particular, but this is happening in literally every major city. I covered last week the fact that, like, Denver is having to shut down its, like, main park because it's just overflowing with drugs and feces and criminality. And it's just like Seattle and Portland and San Francisco and San Diego and LA. And I mean, you just go across the whole board in every single city where these ridiculous measures are put into place. We have exactly the same outcome time after time after time after time after time. And it's just like, is it on purpose? Like, do you people know what you're doing and you're just okay with it? Or are you really so stupid that, like, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, people. Like, in Austin, we never had a major homeless problem. There were homeless people there, as they are in every community. And okay, you know, you want to help these people out. You want to take care of them. You want to, you know, get them a job or help them get their life back in order or help them, you know, kick the drugs that are keeping them on the street. And you can maybe handle that when you have, you know, one out of every 10,000 people is without a home and you can help them out. But now then the Democrats come in and it's always the Democrats. It's like, I hate making anything political here, but like half of our people are retarded. So like you have to point out who they are. And it's the Democrats every single time they come out with these programs. They're like, oh, there's a homeless issue. You have 500 people. Oh, there's a homeless issue. Let's help these 500 people. Suddenly you have 5,000 homeless people. Suddenly you have stabbings in every major park. Suddenly places where kids used to run and be innocent and have adventures in the woods are just filled with crack-addled weirdos, like, macheting each other. And it's just like, do they then look and go, oh, wow, these measures have made everything worse. Everything we were trying to prevent has been made exponentially worse in every possible way. Maybe we should not do the thing that made everything worse, but they can't do it. They can't handle that line of thinking. It's just like, we had 500 homeless people. We put these things in place. Now we have 10,000 homeless people. Let's put more of this stuff in place. Let's do more of what got us to this situation. I don't know what is wrong with people. Because it's not just the people putting this in place. It's the people voting for them. It's people advocating for them. It's the people who continue to support this type of ridiculous nonsense that just makes everything worse time after time after time after time. Now it's just like everything is crap in Austin. Just everything is terrible. Everything that once made this city good has been destroyed. Like Austin used to be Keep Austin Weird. Used to be kind of funky, kind of weird, kind of out there, kind of fun, kind of quirky. And now it's just like you have nothing but just soulless corporatism and then just desperate hopelessness. And that's all that's left. There's no quirky funness. There's just like drug-addled zombies just like crapping themselves and stabbing each other. And then there's just like a bunch of yuppies from California coming in and just being like, we're going to turn this state blue. And they're just living in these like stucco boxes where just like every apartment building looks exactly the same. And it's all just soulless corporate crap. And we just keep doing it. We just keep doing it and keep doing it. And then there's the best like headline ever. Save Austin Now. Sioux City says it's not enforcing camping ban. So after the people of Austin actually do recognize this and actually go, this is all your fault. You have to repeal this camping ban that is the direct cause of all of this that we're seeing. We have to go through the rigmarole. We have to go through the process. We have to advocate to get a question on the ballot, then we have to go campaign for, you know, the repeal of this, and then we get the vote, and then we pass the vote, and people come out and they actually vote to repeal this camping ban, and then they just don't do it. Then they just ignore it. They just continue doing all of the crap that the people in Austin voted against, and yet it's still here. It still continues. It's just total anarcho-tyranny. And now we have these stories. Exclusive. Travis County DA Garza, Austin acting police chief, accused of retaliation in high-profile shooting case. Now, just look at this goofy-looking idiot. Look at this just goofy. You can't even wear a tie right. He's just smiling like a freaking brain-dead moron. Would you ever vote for this incompetent to be your DA, ever? Would you ever just look at this face and go, I trust this guy to be professional and upright and uphold the law? It's like, well, once he learns how to tie a tie, maybe we can start, you know, giving him responsibility. Once he learns to not, like, he literally just looks like he's stoned out of his mind, just like, I'm gonna be your DA now. And he's just failure, utter, total, horrific failure. And not just ideologically, not just politically, Austin shatters all-time high number of homicides in 60 years of record keeping this year. I'm not just talking politically. I'm not just saying, like, this guy disagrees with me politically. I'm saying people are dying as a consequence of this moron and his ridiculous Soros-sponsored policies. 60-year high. And it could be more than that, because we haven't taken these numbers, except for the last 60 years, shattered. Austin shatters the all-time high number of homicides in 60 years of record-keeping, and we're a little over halfway through the year. So it's not like this is just like, I don't like this, and they do, therefore I'm against this. People are dying as a consequence of these absolute brainless incompetence running our city. And it's happening in every major city. I mean, this is not just Austin. Every major city, every small city. Just millions of dollars pouring in from out of state, from out of country, just foreigners, just pouring millions of dollars to get idiots, fools, morons, utter incompetence like this jackass elected. And it's not just incompetence. They're openly corrupt, openly evil. So Austin, early Sunday, this is from today. Austin, early Sunday, recorded its 60th homicide, a grim tally that is now more slayings in a single year than the city has seen in the six decades since the police department has kept count. The latest two killings were reported minutes apart at 2:20 a.m. Just murders, just everyday murders, more and more murders. 6 minutes later, officers responded to a reporting of stabbing at 6th and Nueces Streets downtown. They found an injured man who later died. Just stabbings, murders, rapes, break-ins, thefts, riots, just continuous lawless insanity, anarchy, and stupidity ruling our cities. Over and over and over again. And then even if the American people want to get together and try to push back against this, they just ignore it. Yeah, go hold your plebiscite. Go hold your poll. Go hold your election. Even if you win, we'll just ignore you. We're in charge here, not you, and we're ruining your city, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. It's unacceptable. My God. So here's this amazing exclusive from PJ Media. Travis County DA Garza, Austin acting police chief, accused of retaliation in a high-profile shooting case. So this goes back to that, the ridiculous Black Lives Matter protest, defund the police protest, where that moron who's dead, thank God, Garrett Foster, walks up to an innocent civilian driving his car, points a rifle at his face, and then gets shot in consequence. Oops, yeah, you point a rifle at a guy's face while he's in his car, you might get shot. I know, shocking to some people, but this is what happens. So what goes on? You have Austin Police Chief David Fugit investigated the shooting and, according to the affidavit, found that Perry, the guy who shot Foster in self-defense and should not face charges. According to new court documents filed in the case this week, Garza ordered Detective Fugit to change his testimony before the grand jury so that Perry would not be exonerated. This led to retaliation against the detective. So when Fugit refused and stood by his finding of justified homicide, Garza retaliated. Garza, that illiterate moron with the untied tie. He retaliated. The retaliation implicates Austin PD acting police chief Joseph Chacon and assistant police chief Ricardo Guajardo. According to the filing and other services, and several others in the case, which PJ Media has obtained. So in other words, you have a detective investigate the shooting, decide, oh, look, here's footage of the shooting victim holding a gun at the face of the shooter. That's justified. It's justified that if some stranger walks up to you in a car and pulls a rifle and holds it at your face and acts like he's about to shoot you, you can shoot that guy. That's justified homicide. No need to charge this guy. He's innocent. He was a victim of, intimidation, and he responded appropriately. And then the DA, instead of actually, dealing with the explosion of homicides that have occurred under his watch, the unprecedented massive spiking in deaths and killings under his watch, no, he dedicates his time into pressuring the detective to change his testimony, and then when he refuses to do it, he punishes him and retaliates against him. It's happening in every major city in this country, and it's destroying us piecemeal.
Record numbers of free humans across the planet, from Australia to Germany to the United States to Canada to Mexico, from Brazil to South Africa, understand we're under a great reset UN globalist attack. But none of our leaders, other than Bolsonaro and Trump a little bit, seem to understand that And so no one is addressing the fact that this is a 21st century corporate economic war on the general population and the conversion of the planet into a high-tech technocracy with a global ID, global medical system, global medical control ID, and, of course, a carbon tax that tied to that, the tracks every movement. This is their takeover. They've admitted it. They've said it. Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is on TV yesterday saying this is an environmental takeover plan, and the whole lockdowns have just taught you to prepare for climate lockdowns. So they're announcing their takeover. We've got to resist it and say no.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
A nice little dose for myself. Apple flavors. Let's get a little bit extra there. Oh, my gosh, that is absolutely hideous. Nobel Prize money for humans.
I got COVID.
Nobel Prize. And they just go, really, Alex? Nobel Prize money for humans.
It is what it is.
Nobel Prize. Really, you're stupid. And I sure wish you'd wake up. As a globalist, I have a plan. They just make jokes and go, oh, Joe Rogan took horse paste. Want to see my ivermectin? This is ivermectin for humans.
Yeehaw.
See this stuff? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You think I'm easy to kill? You're going to hit my bioweapon, you monster.
Nobel Prize money for humans.
You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you son of a bitch? You goddamn demon.
COVID-19.
COVID will get you. Take the shot.
They don't oppose the beast. They don't oppose the monster. They get on their knees to it and then say, I'll help you get those others to eat me last.
Nobel Prize money for humans. I got COVID.
Nobel Prize. And they just go, really, Alex?
Nobel Prize money for humans. It is what it is.
Nobel Prize. Really, you're stupid.
I strongly suggest that the rest of the day, you better stay pretty close by the bathroom. You're going to get a supernatural flesh and glory.
It was a massive dump. Wow.
And you sit around and laugh at us? Medical doctors gave that to me. It is incredible. It helped my family. It helped me. It helped everybody. That murderer Fauci doesn't want you to know, because he wants the planet for himself, and he wants you dead. Well, guess what, Fauci? We ain't rolling over and dying so easily, you little murdering maggot.
Nobel Prize money for humans. I got COVID.
Nobel Prize. And they just go, really, Alex?
Nobel Prize money for humans.
It is what it is.
You're stupid. Let's have a cherry on top. Look at this. Watch. See that? So it
So it I took the ivermectin. Oh no, Fauci's right. I didn't turn into a horse. I turned into a donkey.
Yeehaw.
I got COVID.
And they just go, really, Alex?
Nobel Prize money for humans.
It is what it is.
Nobel Prize. Really, you're stupid.
You are
not to be exposed.
Now listen, if you have not subscribed to YouTube channel, do it right now. Do it today. And all you have to do is click
Incredible
the big
Seth
red
Cook.
Subscribe button on the YouTube
The
channel.
Remix Bros.
Woo!
AJ's Nobel Prize winning for humans remix. Folks, the most you'll get from just about anywhere else is like a very tepid, like, oh, but what if ivermectin is actually good? Maybe we should look into this. But I'm not saying we should. No, of course, follow the orders. But maybe it's like, that's not what we need right now. What we need is Alex Jones. What we need is that spirit. What we need is that American spirit that says, you goddamn demons, you're not killing me. You're not going to make me fall for it. You're not going to bully me into it. You're not going to connive me into it. You're not going to scam or frighten or bully me into this. The answer is no, you utter morons. That's the message that we need. That is the spirit that we want to inspire in the rest of America. To say we know what's going on, we see what you're up to, and we are not going to stand for it. We're not just going to stand by and point, oh, you know, maybe this is, hey guys, maybe we should, maybe not. No. The answer is no, it's not going to happen. You're not going to inject me, you're not going to inject my family, and your threats are going to fall on deaf ears. And if you want to try, come and take it. Come and jab me, come and try whatever you want. We'll see who gets injected with what at the end of the day. All right? That's the spirit that we need, and hopefully you understand that. You're here watching InfoWars, and if you are, we hope that you support us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get yourself some vitamin mineral fusion. Get yourself some Ultra 12, the incredible B12 supplement, the incredible energy that you get. It works well. It'll make a major difference. You'll experience it the moment that you take it, whether it's Ultra 12 or any of our amazing supplements. Find out what they do for you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, and best of all, support this spirit of resistance that is most vital now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to this southern town last summer to show the folks a brand new way of life. But all you've shown the folks around here is trouble, and you've only added misery to their strife.
Isn't it amazing? This protest song of the 1960s still is relevant as it ever was.
Your concern is just to bring discomfort, my friend.
Just bringing discomfort.
And your policy is just a little red.
Little red.
Now, ain't I right?
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone calls now. Bill in Detroit wants to talk about the vaccine mandates and some possible solutions. Thank you so much for calling in, Bill. You are on the air. Hold on 1 second, Bill. All right, Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call today, man.
Sure.
Yeah, before I get to my point about the vaccine thing, I just want to comment on what you're saying about AOC and climate change and all this stuff. You know, there's a guy on YouTube, Mr. Reagan. Alex had him on the show before.
Yeah, he's excellent. I met him at CPAC. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. And he actually did a whole expose on how she's a total actress. She actually went to a casting. She went through a casting call process.
No, it's literally admitted. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a total puppet.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, you know. Yeah, yeah. Just so you understand, the Justice Democrats. Literally, right. So it's all algorithmic based, right? They simply identified, Democratic seats that were, you know, safely Democrat, but had large minority populations. and they identified that and had some criteria like, okay, we need a Latina woman to run. So they literally put out casting calls, and she was a waitress at the time, and her brother signed her up for this casting call. So she went and auditioned for it. And it's amazing because some of the early interviews with her, she literally, like, they'll ask her a question. They'll be like, what's your opinion on the Israel-Palestine issue? And she'll be like, well, I represent a coalition, so I have to get what they think, and then I'll tell you what our position is on that. It's like, she's literally just like, I don't have my own opinion. I do what I'm told. So they haven't told me what to say to that question, so I have no answer right now. Like, it's open. Yeah, she's literally an actress and an asset and a moron. But I'm sorry. Go on, sir.
Yeah. So that's who's leading the climate change movement is my point. Yeah. But getting to the vaccines. So Alex had another guy on the show. Well, he was airing a clip of the guy who I think he worked for Pfizer or whatever in the lab. And he was saying, if you take two of the doses of the vaccine, it lowers your antibodies by 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he said if you took one dose, you have very significant a lowering of your antibodies as well. And it's just like, oh, my God. So this is admitted, and people still think this is good for them. So they're just going to keep taking these vaccines and thinking that this is actually helping them when it's already admitted that this is actually destroying their antibodies. And when winter comes around this next season in the fall and winter, the next yearly flu season, I mean, people are going to be exposed to this with, like, no antibodies. And so they're going to be just totally annihilated, in my opinion. I mean, I don't really know
No, it's
how bad it's going to be, but I think it's going to be pretty bad when winter rolls around.
Yeah, and even the Red Cross or one of these blood drive organizations has come out saying, you know, if you're vaccinated, do not donate blood. You know, we won't accept blood from vaccinated people because they have no antibodies in them.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, I saw that as well. I saw a clip of that actually earlier today. On BitChute, I saw that they were actually admitting that. They said, oh, well, your plasma is not going to have the antibodies, so you can't donate that to people if you've already taken two doses of the vaccine or whatever. And so that, I mean, this is all admitted, and people are still just completely oblivious to this for some reason. I guess, yeah, we totally do live in a brainwashed, mind-controlled society where no one knows. It's crazy to me that people are still not awake to what's going on when it's all admitted, but you know what? It's constantly suppressed on social media. So, they just believe what they do see on social media, like, that's not suppressed and on the mainstream media. And so that's where they're getting all their information, these brainwashed morons who just think, oh, well, that's the truth because, everything else is getting suppressed.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of one of my friends was talking about like miracles one day, and like the way God works, it's like some people don't need to see miracles to believe that God exists. Some people can see miracles and still not believe that God exists, right? Like some people.
Right.
So you know, I guess that's the situation that we're in now, where like some people can like you can tell them, you can sit there and go, hey, the vaccine's dangerous. Hey. Teenage boys are 6 times more likely to be hospitalized from the vaccine than they are from COVID. Maybe you shouldn't get it. You can tell them all this stuff and they can't hear it. They don't understand it. They can't comprehend what you're telling them until they get the shot. You know, kind of like the boy that we showed earlier, the D1 athlete, where it's like all that information has been out there. It's all been spread around. I guarantee you at some point he saw something claiming, you know, there are dangers from the vaccine, but he didn't know until it happened to him. And then when it happens to him, it's like, oh, wow. You know, it's like when you see the miracle happen, you're like, oh, my God. Okay, God is real. I had no idea. Like, people tried to tell me. They tried to proselytize to me. They tried to tell me about this. I didn't listen. But now that I experienced myself, wow, suddenly I realize this is real. But some people will be like some of the parents that we've shown over the course of this vaccine program, where it's like, their child dies from this. You kill their child from the vaccine and they still don't get it. which is, to me, it's kind of, it's like the people that see miracles happen and go, yeah, but, you know, there's probably a different explanation than that. I'm still not going to believe in God because of this. Kind of a vague connection there, but it's this idea that, like, even when shown evidence with their own lives, they still will not hear it. They still won't pay attention to it. It's something really I find inexplicable because it just doesn't make any sense to me personally, where you can have your child die from a vaccine and then still want to promote this vaccine. Or you can see that the Red Cross is like, yeah, we don't want vaccinated people's blood because it has no antibodies. And they just go, oh, okay, I guess that's fine. You know, it's just like, you don't want to ask questions as to why this might be, or the menstrual cycles, where it's just like, oh yeah, it turns out women's menstrual cycles are being affected by the vaccine. And nobody goes, wait, why? Wait, why is this? What should we be worried about? Like, just nobody cares. Just like, oh, okay. Okay, fine. We'll just keep getting the vaccine. So I don't know, man. It's a Stockholm syndrome type of thing, and it's really incredible. Thanks for the call, Bill. Let's go to Aaron in New Mexico. Thanks for calling in. Aaron, you're on the air.
Morning, Harrison. Just a few things. I'll try to make it quick. That baby that you showed that had been hurt by the vaccine, this shot is destroying and dehumanizing God's most pure beings on earth, babies and children. It's so sad and heartbreaking. That really gave me goosebumps watching that. It's so sad. And also the remix Rose was another banger of truth. That was amazing. Yeah. Okay, so this last week I made a big sign using Greg Reese's tagline, never forget how they lied to us. So on Sunday, or on Saturday the 11th, a brave friend who volunteered to hold the sign on a busy street corner here in Albuquerque. We're mostly blue here. And he stood out there for 2 hours. And at the end of it, he said the response was 98% positive.
Right.
Lots of honks and cheers. And it was 100% success. And hope it created conversation among people. It was kind of like a first protest I was involved in, but, you know, kind of opened my eyes to what to expect from, local here in Albuquerque, locals.
That's brilliant. That's wonderful to hear. And that's one of the things I was sort of thinking about. Go ahead.
Quick song. Ready? It's We Will Overcome. We Will Overcome.
We will overcome. Like a tree that's standing by the water, we will not be moved. Maybe 20 years from now, we'll have a sign that say, you know, remember how, never forget how they lied to you about COVID. Maybe people will finally understand then.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action. And there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
On September 9th, 2021, the puppet president Joe Biden publicly declared war against America. He then announced dictatorial powers unto himself and announced forced inoculations against the American people. He is a puppet of the United Nations and the Rockefeller combine of corporations that put him in power. And he is making a very serious move against the American people. But the attack he's launched is being launched against every other Western country on the planet by these corporations that have already enslaved the third world. What they're doing is illegal on its face, violates our federal and state laws and the Geneva Convention as well as the Nuremberg Code. It's very, very simple. We have to decide whether we're going to surrender to this globalist corporate takeover or whether we're going to stand up with our birthright and say no and then prosecute these criminals for their crimes against humanity so other criminals in the future don't dare try it. The choice is up to us. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Let's go out to your phone calls. Once again, we go to Rennell in upstate New York, who has commented about Biden's vaccine mandates. Thanks for calling in, Rennell. You are on the air.
Hi, Harrison. How are you?
Doing quite well, thank you.
I know you like to ramble and so forth, but I really do have 2 points.
Well, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Rennell. If you can make sure to talk directly into the phone so I can hear you well.
Hear me now?
I hear you better.
I know you like to ramble, but I really do have 2 points that I'd like to get out. First one is about Biden's vaccine mandate, and I think it covers people, companies that employ more than 100 people and federal workers and the like. But I get concerned because I'm a disabled person who lost my job during this whole COVID fake pandemic bull crap, as I like to call it. And me and other disabled people are who get benefits. We're getting concerned. We recently had a little discussion about this. Are they going to come after us and make us get vaccinated and so we can continue getting our monthly benefits?
Right.
And the second point is something you mentioned on Friday about the TSA extending the federal mask mandate for buses, trains, and airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say, and I'm asking, well, what's the best way to protest this? I think the best way is buy a ticket, get on a train, get a group of, and I'm thinking of organizing a protest, get on an Amtrak train with megaphones, and we just start bullhorning, and we could see how many people actually come to our side.
Right. Yeah, that's a good tactic. I mean, you know, classic protest tactics aren't being used very much. Now, I don't really understand it. You know, one thing I would, you know, mandates are not laws, right? They can't actually punish you for anything. They haven't gone through the right process. These people aren't dictators. They aren't tyrants. They can't just say this is the law now and just unilaterally decide something's a law. You have to go through the right process to actually be able to, you know, criminally charge somebody with breaking a law. Now, when it comes to private organizations, they can, make their own mandates and, you know, not sell you a ticket if you refuse to comply. But, you know, I don't know, maybe just like handcuff yourself to a rail inside the train. Just be like, I'm not getting off and you're not making me. And, you know, maybe you cause a major delay in a bunch of train service and you cost the company a whole bunch of money because they're, you know, refuse to drive the train until they kick off the unmasked person. I don't know. There's lots of ways to peacefully protest. I think chaining yourself to stuff, it's sort of fallen out of vogue, but you know, there's so much stuff going on these days, like statues being torn down. Nobody's willing to chain yourself to a statue to prevent it being torn down. Hell, they used to, in the 1990s, I remember people chaining themselves to trees to prevent trees being shut down. People won't chain themselves to like the Teddy Roosevelt statue or the Robert E. Lee statue. You just let them tear it down without any sort of pushback whatsoever. There's so many ways to peacefully protest just by putting your body in the way and like just, you know, putting yourself there and going, I'm not moving until you end this crap. There's lots of ways to do it. They used to do it to trees in the 1990s. Where are those same, where's that same energy for, you know, stopping people from tearing down statues? I don't get, why we don't do that type of stuff. Thanks for the call, Ronell. I want to go to Lynn in Chicago because she has a comment, along the same lines with the same topic about these mandates for, companies with over 100 people. Thanks for calling in, Lynn. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. God bless you. You're a friend of mine.
Thank you, sir.
You are like Jimmy Stewart.
I've gotten that a few times last week, interestingly enough.
And I saw this post online, and it said, I thought I was going to have a problem with the 99 mandate, but I just fired 13 vaccinated folks, and now I'm at 99.
Well done, sir. Very good job. So you employed over 100 people, which would...
No, I saw that post, and I thought, you know, man, what would happen if folks were doing that?
Well, you know, it's hilarious because what are they going to say against it? Like if you come out and go, yeah, I fired all the vaccinated people. What are they going to say? Oh, you're discriminating against the vaccinated. Like, what do you think you're doing? You can't decry, you know, people firing people for their vaccine status when that's the entire thing that you're promoting. So yeah, I think every company that has over 100 employees just fire your vaccinated employees. It's pretty simple. They're the ones laying the groundwork. They're the ones saying, hey, we're going to fire you based on your vaccine status. So, yeah, fire the vaccinated. I think that's brilliant.
And think of this. You're going to know who's vaccinated and who's not. And the statistics of who's getting sick and who's not. What is the way? And you're paying for their health care?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I think, you know And that's the thing, man. If they want to set these ground rules, like we have to play with these ground rules. Like if you're going to fire people for their vaccine status, then expect to be fired if your boss is anti-vax. Like that should be the case. And like I know it's like our side doesn't like doing this sort of stuff. Like we really don't. We really resist it. Like, cause we understand that as its base, it's a fundamental issue where it's like, well, no, we disagree with the idea that one would be fired for their medical, decisions, but it's like, that's the world that they're creating. That's the world that we are now in. Those are the rules that we have to play by. So yeah, I know it seems mean and bad to like fire people because they're vaccinated, but they're firing you if you're not vaccinated. So let's play ball. Let's do this. Let's make them suffer the way they're making us suffer. I mean, it's the only way to move forward because otherwise it's one side just playing hardball and the other side trying to be good people and just being steamrolled continuously. It makes no sense. But thanks for that call, Lynn. Anything else before I let you go?
Instead of how about the chant repent Joe Biden.
Repent. Rather than F Joe Biden, repent Joe Biden?
Yes.
It's nice. It doesn't quite have the same punch, though. You know, I like what you're thinking.
I heard you damning demons.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, in the Bible, they would let a bad man go to the devil.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for the call, Lynn. I do appreciate it. More calls on the other side, folks. Please support this program. Please support InfoWars. Please support everything that we do here. Boost your body's natural defenses. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 33% off, and it's selling out fast right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulations. You get vitamin C, D, E, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, CoQ10, and many more vital nutrients that you're not getting. Even if you eat healthy, these nutrients are not at sufficient levels in our food now because of the soil depletion. So you have to supplement, and the easiest and most effective way to do it is with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's on sale right now, low cost, but it won't be there forever. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is super popular. It's got all the high quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have back in stock. This sale will continue through next week. Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off. And Ultra 12, one of our best sellers. High quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off. And a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of Vitamin Mineral Fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
What was the most important point in Joe Biden's declaration of war against America on Thursday, September 9, 2021? Was it the announcement of forced inoculations of 80 to 100 million Americans? Was it the announcement of federalization of all the major cities, the bypassing of state governors, the threat to basically remove them? No, it wasn't. That was all bad enough. It's the fact that he's following a UN globalist Great Reset blueprint that Australia, the UK, Europe, and the rest of the Western world is, and that this is just the beginning. More lockdowns, national medical IDs approved by the United Nations, carbon taxes that don't just track and trace you and tax you, but actually tell you when you can go somewhere and what you can do. It's all been announced at the UN level. This is a UN world government takeover, corporate revolution through global governance. It's illegal, and Congress must stand up and stop it now.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, we say quite often that the patriots of this country need to learn a few lessons from the insufferable scumbags that rule us. One of these is just the almost like, and we don't have to adopt their hubris, their narcissism, but just the confidence that they have is really admirable in a lot of ways. For example, Gavin Newsom is up for recall tomorrow in the great state of California. And he actually has the temerity to come out and say if he survives the recall, it will mean he has a mandate to impose more mandates. It's like, I mean, I guess words just don't mean anything anymore. But, you know, it used to be that, like, having a mandate meant that, like, look, 90% of the people in this area all voted for me. They all want, you know, these major changes. I have a mandate to put this forward because of the overwhelming support that I have. They're claiming that just surviving a recall means he has a mandate. So, I mean, they're letting you know. They're like, if you don't recall me, I'm going to double and triple down on everything that I've done, and I'm going to force it through, and I'm going to circumvent the legislature, and I'm going to impose this through executive order because I have a mandate because I wasn't kicked out of office. The fact that a recall petition has gotten a million signatures and the fact that a recall vote is taking place precludes any ability of you to say that you have a mandate outright, but they just do. They're just like, you know, if less than half the people want me gone, then I have a mandate to do whatever the hell I want to the rest of them. Absurd. Nonsensical. Of course, the saga of Larry Elder just undergoing actual legitimate, like horrific racist attacks when he would be the first black governor of the state of California, something that I'm told we're supposed to celebrate. It's unbelievable. But tomorrow is the recall vote. And I want to play a quick video here from Rose McGowan as she talks about the fact that this is not simply a political matter. This is a contest between good and evil. And it's time to put a stake in the heart of evil. Here's Rose McGowan while campaigning for Larry Elder.
Run free. Why not change? Why not go big? Why not put a stake in the heart of evil? Because that's what this really is. This is good and this is evil. And if you're tired of people looking at this country like it's the Florida of the world, which it is looked upon that way because, you know, it's earned it in a lot of ways. I know this place has it in it to be better. I know it does. I've met so many good people in this country. Not the elites. Absolutely not. But the person I meet, you know, that's the housekeeper at the hotel I'm staying at, who shouldn't even have that title because she's a queen of a woman. And then we have the Jennifer Siebel Newsoms of the world. Why? Why do you keep choosing that? Why do you keep electing that? Don't listen to their buzzwords. Cult leaders, which is what these people are. I would know. I grew up in one, like I said. They massage your mind. They keep you in fear. They keep you in doubt. I kind of suspect on the inside that this is all a lie, but I don't want to be the one that stands out and takes it on the chin. Well, I'm here to confirm for you it is a lie. It is a fact.
Yep. It is absolutely a lie. I mean, their entire society is built on lies. A true death cult. And good on her for sort of breaking the conditioning, because so often you see these stories of like Hollywood actresses who, and I just really don't understand it. You have these Hollywood actresses who are surrounded by filth and degeneracy and abuse and extortion, and like they literally get abused, right? And yet, you know, the people they're surrounded by, they aren't your, you know, your typical, like, just good old Christian middle Americans, right? They're just like deviant Satan worshiping narcissists. But time after time, you have these women come out and they're like, I'm here to tell my truth. I was abused. I was abused as a young woman in Hollywood. And it's like, oh, wow. So you understand that like this culture that you're in is like toxic and they're full of crap. And when they talk about, you know, how they're all feminist and how they're all, you know, good people, like all of that's a lie. And you're coming out and exposing that. But instead, they come out and they're like, I was abused. So now I'm demisexual and I'm protesting against the patriarchy and the Christians in this country. And it's like, so you literally have Stockholm syndrome. Like you literally are abused by people and then you come out in opposition against those people's enemies. It makes no sense. So Rose McGowan, I guess, has actually broken the programming and has realized like, oh, okay, the people and the culture that has abused me my whole life are the bad guys. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's like at least in, you know, Catholic churches, if you have like a Catholic priest who's been charged with some sort of bad behavior, at least you recognize that their behavior is diametrically opposed to what they claim to be about. And you can't exactly blame like the foundational beliefs on what has occurred because it's completely at odds with the foundational belief. But like that's not the case in Hollywood. In Hollywood, they're just like, yeah, we're all about exploitation. We're all about just like, you know, using people. We're all about just like, you know, making people, you know, do what we say, even if they don't want to. And then it's like, yeah, and you get abused in that system. You should be against that system. You should be against the thing that abused you. You shouldn't then come out against the people who are trying to save you from the abusers. But that's what happens time and time again. So thank goodness, Rose McGowan seems to have in some way broken out of that. And it's funny. I mean, you can still like, she still has that elitism bug in the back of her mind where she's like, America is the Florida of the world. And it's like, well, what's wrong with Florida? We love Florida. Florida's great. Why are you using Florida as an insult? Or, you know, when she catches herself saying, when I meet the housekeeper at the hotel, which she should be called a queen. It's like, all right. I'm glad you're trying. Like, I really do appreciate the fact that, like, you're at least trying to recognize who the people are that are the despicable scumbags who have abused you and are actually trying to, you know, show support for the people who are against them, show support for their enemies and attempt to prevent women from continuing to be abused in the way that you were. So anyway, if you're in California, just vote for recall, vote for Larry Elder. Please, can we please just save that beautiful state from the incompetent scumbags that run it? Yeah, Larry Elder is the black face of white supremacy. You've been warned. Yeah, tell me you're desperate without actually telling me you're desperate. Total desperation. The first black governor of California? That must be white supremacy. Okay. All right. Yeah, we're ruled by despicable, hypocritical scumbags. What else is new? Well, InfoWars continues to fight back against them. I'm going to get through this copy today. I know, it's my job. I should probably do it. Because after all, if I don't do this, we're not going to be on the air. So, you know, this is a crucial time for InfoWars. We continue to be under massive attack, and we see that the tyranny that we have predicted for so long coming true, it's now more important than ever. You go to InfoWarsStore.com to boost your body's natural defenses. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 33% off right now, and it is selling out fast. We do not live in a perfect world. Our diets no longer contain everything we need. So instead of spending huge amounts of time and money to get the nutrition that you need, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is here to help. The product contains vitamin C, D, E, and B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, CoQ10, and many other vital nutrients. In this time of need, it's especially crucial that we're giving our bodies what they need to function at optimum health. Do not wait until it's out of stock again. Boost your body's natural systems and get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products. They work incredibly. Our team goes out of its way to find the highest quality supplements that we possibly can and bring them to you at the best possible price. And best of all, you support this program and everything that we do.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of Vitamin Mineral Fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com. Biden and his corporate controllers are lying to you. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is an engineered virus in a lab that they then injected into the public using their poison vaccine. So the body then created mutations that actually spread even worse, like the Delta variant. That is scientifically admitted. That is mainline science and not even debated. But the general public does not even know that. So when that criminal with his pedophile crackhead son gets up there on television and tells you that you are to blame because you didn't take their poison shot, that is a giant lie. Countries like Israel and Singapore, with the highest vaccine rate, have the highest death and highest illness rates. That is the facts. Get that information out to your friends, family, and strangers like your life depends on it, because it does.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Find final segment today, folks. Let's get as many calls as we possibly can in. Let's go to D in Nebraska. We got a couple Nebraska callers here. Let's go to D in Nebraska first. That's a product idea for us. Thanks for calling in, D. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison, and good morning.
Good morning.
So a couple things. First, my little idea is CBD. I seen you guys had the D3 gummies. Maybe you guys could do like a little infused gummies or even like a little tincture. I think it's a really good natural remedy and a great alternative to a lot of these poison medicines over the counter.
Are you talking about this, the vitamin D3 with calcium, lemon flavor, dietary supplement, delicious gummies from InfoWarsStore.com? Is that what you're talking about here?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm saying make some CBD gummies.
Oh, CBD. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Maybe we could.
The market's booming right now.
Yeah, it is. Do you take CBD?
Yeah, I do. It actually helps a lot with like my sleep, anxiety. My mom takes it too for her migraines and stuff. And yeah, I think it's great, man. I think it's really underappreciated a lot in like the mainstream pharmaceutical thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I've tried it. It didn't have a great effect on me, but maybe I didn't have a strong enough dose or whatever. So, interesting. Yeah, we could branch out into CBD stuff. I mean, we're all for all natural, remedies. And I think, marijuana is, you want to talk about the reason why marijuana is legal. It's not because it's an intoxicant. It's because it has amazing medicinal properties that have not yet to be tapped, really. And of course it could,
yes, sir.
Fiber and, replace the deforestation of trees and, it doesn't denude the soil. I mean, there's a lot of great things about it, that we really should be taking advantage of. Say again?
I don't really know how that works. I was thinking about that too. I don't really know how that works with you guys. It's probably legal issue, but even if you can do that for legal states, you know, I'm sure people would be on board. It might get a lot of bad looks, but. I mean, you know how it is.
InfoWars getting bad looks from the mainstream media? That has never happened before. We're a total stranger to that phenomenon. No, you're right. There probably is some state line considerations. I don't know if you can nationally sell stuff like that since some states still have restrictions in place. It'd be interesting to look into, but we'll look into that. I appreciate that call, D. Let's go to another Nebraskan, Chad in Nebraska, who has comments about the vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Chad. You're on the air.
Hey, good to hear from you, Harrison. Been listening to you for a while, every day. Yeah, I got years ago, you know, my sister went to the University of Nebraska, and, you know, you could see the change, you know, and that liberal mentality. And I wasn't ever political growing up.
Right.
And so as after Obama, you know, things, you know, after 2008, after he got elected, just seeing things that he was doing, you know, that kind of got me, you know, more into the politics side. And then I have three other brothers that also went to the University of Nebraska and just completely just socialized. Like,
right.
It's just amazing the brainwashing. And so, you know, coming up to today, and my mom, she was always an Obama fan, and here lately, you know, within this last few years, she's kind of opened her eyes up a lot, especially this last year. And so she's on the same page as we are, and she's listened to your show. And, you know, I've kind of, you know, talked to her a lot about it, me and my uncle. And but the crazy thing is like my family ain't even like letting us around them anymore. My sister just had a baby. She was vaccinated like 6 months into her pregnancy. She had the baby, but they won't let us around them without a mask or, you know, without being vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. And so it's really like, you know, how this thing is just like affecting the families in this nation. Cause I mean, I'm seeing it. My mom, she cries every freaking day because she wants to see her grandkids, but you know, my sister's kind of giving her ultimatums, like either get vaccinated or wear a mask. Well, why would I wear a mask around my grandkids? Like my grandkids got to grow up me like this for the rest of their lives. It's just ridiculous, you know, the fear and just the brainwashing that has happened. And I my family, I blame it on the university, and you know, maybe my youngest brother, even high school, you know, where he started, you know, worrying about politics and socialist ideas. It's just, it's crazy.
Oh yeah. I think most people, you know, if they've had a family member go to university in the last, you know, 10 or 20 years, like you know exactly what this is like. It's almost like the spring break revelation where like they come back or they go on vacation and they see the family for the first time in several months. And it's like their ideology is completely flipped. It's completely been ingrained in them within just a few months that like socialism is good and that feminism is good and like all this sort of stuff. It's amazing. It happened to my sister. I remember very distinctly. She's broken out of it, luckily. But yeah, that first year, they hit you hard with the brainwashing, and a lot of people can't really stand up to it, and it's troubling. And I'll tell you, your point about families tearing themselves apart, I can just say, let me just give you some examples in my own personal life. I have a family member who won't let us see their kid, and my wife cries about it. It's utterly heartbreaking that we're not allowed to be, part of this family member's, this baby's life. The baby, meanwhile, goes to daycare. Is in daycare every day with like 30 or 40 other kids. You have no idea if their parents are vaccinated, if the teachers are vaccinated. Like, you have no idea at all. And then, you know, we ask like, well, what if we get a COVID test? And it's like, no, not good now. So it's like, okay, this doesn't actually have to do with the danger of COVID. You're literally wielding your, you know, access to your baby as a weapon to punish us for not being vaccinated. It's sick. It's honestly very sick. Sick in the head that these people like, cause, you know, you can't pass COVID if you don't have COVID. Spoiler alert. If I test negative for COVID, I can't give you COVID. People like don't understand that this is the case. And in fact, if you're vaccinated, you can pass COVID. You can transmit COVID without even having symptoms. So it's actually more dangerous to have vaccinated people around the baby because the vaccinated people could have COVID, be passing COVID, be transmitting COVID, and not be aware of it because they don't have symptoms. Meanwhile, if we take a negative test, we're still not allowed around the kid because what? Because you're punishing us. Because this is an ideological thing. It's not, has nothing to do with safety. It has nothing to do with anything else. And then another friend that I have, her sister, won't come to her wedding because, you know, some of the people aren't vaccinated in the wedding, so she won't come. Meanwhile, that girl's husband works at a bar that does not require a vaccine, right? So every day he's interacting with probably hundreds of people, hundreds of strangers. Who knows, you know, how many times he's been introduced to the COVID, but no, that now they won't come to the wedding because of the vaccine, even though he works in a bar and interacts with strangers, hundreds of them on a daily basis. It has nothing to do with logic. It has nothing to do with actually preventing infection. It has to do with adhering to this cultish mentality and enforcing these logicless rules on your family members. It's a sickness. It's a mind sickness. It's a complete just a cult mentality. That's really all it is. That's really all it is. It's like You're not just like a human being interacting with other human beings. You are now an organ or an agent of the state who is there to enforce these nonsensical rules. Cause after all, you went with them. You got the vaccine. You suffered the side effects. So now they have to as well. Even if it doesn't make sense. Even if they don't have COVID and cannot give COVID to your child, you will still exclude them from your family activities, because your job is to enforce these ridiculous mandates on your family members. It's sick and well, it's based in idiocy, really. These people don't know how to think for themselves, I guess. In fact, we just have time now. Let's go to clip number 4 to finish out this program. Here's an interior discussion between some of our health authorities. Let's watch.
The dashboard and how it's set up myself, as far as how we get information out to the community on meaningful numbers, we do set on a weekly basis. So that's on our website, and we've been sharing that through social channels as well, particularly those graphics that show the number of patients in-house, the percentage of them that are unvaccinated, the percentage of unvaccinated people in the ICU, and the percentage of deaths and the numbers. So those are numbers that we put out, as far as we don't get into details of floor or
right.
Those other numbers are certainly out there.
Right. I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public. Then there's another comment that I completely agree. There are many people still hospitalized that we're considering post-COVID, but we're not counting in those numbers. So how do we include those post-COVID people in the numbers of the patients we have in the hospital?
So is that all the people who have been in the hospital since the beginning of COVID?
Well, or that are still in it, and that's something that I can take to someone else. But I think those are important numbers. The patients that are still in the hospital, that are off the COVID floor, but still are occupying the hospital for a variety.
And then later in this clip, you hear the guy go, yeah, maybe we can take this offline. Maybe we can take this discussion offline. Maybe we don't need to have this where people can hear us. Here, there, they're like, how do we make these numbers scarier? And how do we count these numbers? How do we include these other people? How do we maximize how scary these numbers are? These are literally the conversations they're having behind the scenes. So you think you can trust these numbers? Of course not. They're literally programmed and designed to scare you into a mission.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The puppet leaders of nations across the planet are declaring their allegiance to the New World Order. And Democrat politicians have been announcing it here as well. That means allegiance to a tyrannical world corporate government established by the Rockefellers through the UN. And they want inside your bodies to put in you what they want, when they want, and to have the global digital tracking COVID passes or vaccine passes to form the backbone of their new world ID. And now their puppet Biden has announced the forced inoculation of 100 million Americans to keep their jobs in total violation of the Nuremberg Code. This is criminal. And he's lying, saying it's an approved vaccine when they did not approve it. They said that's a 2025 maybe. They just expanded the emergency authorization. That's why the two top scientists quit a week and a half ago. Well, you live to see it. Absolute New World Order world government. If you submit, they will totally enslave you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.